Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
This is the place where sports opinions collide, dead in sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Bianch. Joining me on the show, we have Spike, former Hulk Hogan fan, Nick, and FIFO. What up, y'all?
What up, though?
What's going on?
Shelton is out tonight, so it'll just be the four of us. So make sure you guys hit the thumbs up button and let everybody know that we are now live. If you are not a member of the show, you can join at youtube.com/deadendsports, or you can click the icon next to the super chat button. But enough of that, man. Let's get into sports talk with our, as we are now doing, kicking things off with our best performance of the week from Sneezefo.
Yes, Sneezefo 430. Hey man, y'all bear with me. I have like one of the worst sinus attacks, and because I have like every segment on today's show, I'm here. And also, if we was in person, I would not be here. So thankfully, we are doing this from home. But the best performance of the week, giving you a 2-for-1 special, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm Hispanic, so you know we got deals galore. Jokic versus Shai in this MVP race. They are definitely separating themselves from the number one and two spots. Shai with a historic performance, another 40-point game. Joker in a losing effort had a 30-point almost triple-double. Well, both of these guys are playing at an elite level that nobody else in the NBA can even touch right now. First, I want to talk about Joker. And the reason why I want to talk about Joker is because I feel that as much as I've had Joker as the number one spot, I think Shai has passed him this week. Now, that's not to say that Joker is not balling. It's not to say that Joker is not having historic performances. But Shai is different, and Shai doesn't care who the hell is guarding him. And that's going to be a problem coming down in the playoffs. So I just want to say the NBA at the very top, the best teams, the best players, I haven't really seen better basketball being played than what I'm seeing right now. LeBron is still great. Jason Tatum is great. You see Minnesota is finally surging with Ant. We have a whole bunch of talent, but none other than these two guys. Nobody's playing better than these two guys right here. So Joker and Shai, the best performance I've seen all week.
Bro, you cheated, bro.
Exactly. We asked for one, nigga.
When it's your turn, you do what you want.
Man.
He over here trying to do the All Lives Matter performance right. of the week.
<It's not. laughs> You don't want to alienate out.
Yeah.
It's not. To me, these are the top two. You can't go wrong either way that you go in the MVP race. For me, Shai just squeaked by Joker just a little bit this past week, but these are the top two, no doubt.
If Joker win MVP, how many would that be for him? Four?
Three.
Which will put him in like...
Right.
It was cemented. No, Steve Nash only got two. It would cement him as a Hall of Famer if he got three. I'm just saying. Huh?
I thought Steve Nash...
It would be four?
No. It would be...
Yeah, it's four.
It'd be three.
No, it's four.
He's only got three. Two.
Everybody's saying four, y'all.
Let me see. Hold on.
Let's he can't check. Be. Because he don't have more than Giannis.
He lost one.
4
Right.
Y'all wrong again. He won two back-to-back, and then he got one last year.
That's what it was. Okay. I thought he had – damn. He has three one. MVPs already?
Yes.
That's insane. He should not have three. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that right now.
No.
He should not have three.
So the only people with three MVPs are Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with 6, Jordan with 5, Bill Russell with 5, LeBron with 4, Will Chamberlain with 4, Larry Bird with 3, Magic with 3, Moses Malone with 3, and Joker with 3.
So they're basically saying he's top 10 all time already.
Damn. What you said, it would cement his him being in the Hall of Fame. He's already there. Nick.
No, I'm just saying, like, because if you get three MVPs, regardless if you want a ring or not, that's you're a Hall of Famer, right?
Oh, 100%.
He's a top 75 player now, right?
He's more than 70. Well, he's a top 75. Damn, I did not know he had three. I thought he had two.
Yeah, he stole Embiid's, and then the year he should have won, they gave it to Embiid, and I forgot about.
But really,
that.
he should have five.
No,
so he should be up there.
He should have five. Yeah. He shouldn't even have four.
No, but you said the one that.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I flip flopped him. Yeah, never mind. So, yeah. Yeah, either way it go, I guess, based on my math, he would still have four because
damn,
all they did was reverse.
So, basically, so the question is he top 10 already all time?
Why did McFly say top 20?
Yeah, I give him top 20. I think he's even cracking the top 15.
He's one of the best 20 basketball players you've ever seen in your life.
Bro, he's already ranked third. All time in triple doubles.
Like, that's not what he has. Yeah, we got to do a list.
Yeah.
Because I hear what you're saying, people, but it don't sound right because I'm like,
it don't. But I tell you, let's do this. Let's do that next week.
Okay.
Let's bring top, or we can bring 20 and then we can figure out if we can narrow it down to a collective 20 among us.
Okay.
We can produce it off air. But moving on, let us go into the first segment, which is about college basketball. College basketball is back, and we are now officially in March Madness season for both men and women's leagues. With Selection Sunday behind us, which teams are y'all looking forward to seeing in the tournaments? And do you have any Final Four or championship predictions? If you do, you can let us know. But if not, which team are you guys looking for?
Hey, I'll give it that. I'm just ready for the NBA draft. I'm out.
I'm looking forward to USC women's basketball team more than anything during this March Madness. I want to see how far Juju can take her team. And I want to see, is they going to hype her up if she go on a tournament run like they was doing Caitlin Clark? Because she's been in her bag this year, and I ain't seen none of the stuff. And Bomani said this, Nick. I don't know if you heard it. It's because she don't got a rival. And I don't know if that's true or not. Like, I still feel like that she should have that battery behind her as good as she is and as good as her team has been. I don't feel like Caitlin Clark team was that good, but again, she did have Angel Reese as a slick rival after they did the hand Tony Ayo thing. But I'm really surprised that you got to find Juju games. Like, it's on FS1, and, like, it's never, like, in the spotlight. But they did say ratings were up 13% this year. I'm just still surprised that we haven't heard more about Juju with as well as she's playing. So that's what I'm looking forward to as far as most. And on the men's side, I think Auburn will do well. I think Tennessee will do well. I'm surprised that the SEC has now turned into a basketball conference. They got 14 of the 16 teams that are in the conference in the tournament. That's shocking to me. So I want to see how all of those teams perform within the tournament. But there's no singular team in the men's that I'm looking like. I ain't zoning in on one team. I do want to see how well the SEC perform too.
I have a question before the Angel Reese thing, and Doc, feel free to, because I admittedly wasn't watching before the Angel Reese thing was. Caitlin Clark getting the hype that she eventually ended up getting after she developed a rival.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's part of the reason why it became that way.
More than Juju right now?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. I mean, it was comparing her to Steph Curry.
She played like Steph. That's why I was popular.
Yeah. I mean, Juju don't play like that, though.
Good. Yeah, Juju just good. Like, it ain't she. I don't know a fair comparison where people won't look at me crazy, but she looked different when she played. It don't look like her pace of game, like how she played defense, like all of it's just it looks like she playing a different game, but that's hard to sell if you're not a basketball purist. I feel like for
Mara White,
Spike really answered it. It just doesn't sell the same because it's like.
She's not pulling up
from half court. Yeah,
she's not pulling up from half court.
She ain't doing that.
I was going to say, like, I think that I feel like there's a little bit more parity with women's basketball than it was last year, when which is you're really only looking for Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark type of stuff. But you got Juju, you got UConn, you got UCLA, you got South Carolina. Like, you got a lot of you got a lot more parity. So I think that's why ratings are also up, because I think you just have more teams to watch that are actually more exciting than just one player. So I think that's good for the sport, or for the for that league. But I do find it interesting that Juju isn't like the face of women's basketball right now. I think we would probably say she is, but how it's marketed and all that, I don't
from a
like
national standpoint.
Even though she's playing as good as if not, she reminds me of like when Kelsey Mitchell was coming out. Like Kelsey Mitchell, and I'm a little bit biased because she came from Cincinnati too. She played like a dog, but like you didn't really get to hear her that you didn't hear much about her until like the draft, because she was a number two overall pick, which I think Juju will be a top three, top five pick.
She's going to be number one. Nobody's getting picked above Juju.
Spike, what was your take on Juju?
I told you, Ken, she's going to be the next LeBron James.
I thought you said Kobe.
Yeah,
I'm just saying she's gonna be the next biggest thing in sports. Like, she is the next
is
one. LeBron's retired. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, they're not talking about her.
That's because she's playing all the way on the West Coast.
You can't be the next LeBron James if people are not talking about you, bro.
And when she come home to the East Coast, and she still, I didn't even realize this. She can't even go pro yet. Like, she still gotta go. They got an age minimum in the WNBA, which I was surprised. You gotta be 22 to be eligible for the draft in the WNBA.
They do the league dirty, boy.
She still got to play like another year or 2 years. Zay, correct me if I'm wrong.
So well, she got time to get make a moment. Yeah,
to make a fan base.
Yeah, she's going to sign with Clutch. Once she signed with Clutch, it's over with.
Well, I was going to say, she probably going to make more next year. She probably going to make more money in college than she probably would in the pros anyway, based off endorsements and all that. But going to the men's side,
they can get their own money.
And before you go, Nick, because I know y'all didn't talk about women's sports anyway.
No.
shout out to the Rose, to the point guard, for winning the Unrivaled Championship. That's all I wanted to say. Chelsea Green out here smoking things. That's all I wanted to say.
I was gonna say for the men's side, I'm looking for I'm rooting for Alabama. They got, like I said, Lou, they got my boy Youngblood back there. You know what I'm saying?
I like him. Greatest. I like him.
Hey, he a dog. Florida, but I was pissed watching that Florida game, bro, because it was close, and then until it wasn't. But they got that number, as you can see on the graphic, number one. I forgot his last name, but he's a scorer. Like, he's a legit scorer. Of course, you got Cooper Flagg, but since the injury, I don't know how far Duke will go. And then outside of that, I think who else is a good cop? Like, I'm trying to think of a good team.
I like number four from Auburn. The low post dude. I think he's solid. So I think they may go far, but I do agree with you. Florida may be the team to beat. Like, they deep.
Yeah, I think they just got so many different guys that just, and they all play well with each other. I don't know. I think Florida may be the team to beat, but I'm rooting for Bama for an upset. And of course, everybody's gonna try to see what Duke is gonna do because of Flag, but. Yeah, those are the only things that I'm looking forward to seeing. I don't see any – I got to look at the tourney, but I don't really see any standout NBA prospects outside the ones that are the obvious names. Even the two top five picks that's supposed to come out, I think Rutgers, they didn't even make the damn tournament. So it's just like
– Ace Bailey and I can't think of the other kid's name, but that was one of the interesting things. Like, those – they said they were supposed to be top two out of the three picks, and they didn't even make the tournament. So I agree with what I heard. Like, somebody ain't as good as they say they are.
Yeah. And
you can't have two top three picks and not make the tournament.
And shout out to St. John, Rick Pitino, Dirty Rick. That's what they call him in the streets, kid.
Slick Rick.
But he's a great coach. He turned around every program, and he be talking about, and he be turning around some random ass programs like Louisville. I mean, St. John's ain't a random ass program, but they ain't been relevant for a minute. So shout out to him. They may be an upset Final Four team.
I look forward to see how far St. John's go. That's going to be interesting to watch. I think one thing you do have to credit the NCAA with is they know this is a good TV show. Like, we don't know none of these people say, yeah, we still lead the show about it. We still talk about it. And we know how excited March gets, but they still don't have any marketable players other than Cup. And I mean, excuse me, Cooper Flag, and we don't even know if he's gonna play. But yeah, just
you get that L in there, bro.
That's all I'm about to say, bro. Hey, Ken, you know, if Duke don't win, somebody's saying it.
Yep.
L gonna be silent. It's gonna be a silent L. But yeah, so I do think like they do a really good job in putting this TV show together, even with this North Carolina controversy. How do people think they should be playing right now?
They shouldn't. They probably gonna get bounced out tonight. But yeah, Ken, boy, it's gonna be flags everywhere.
You'll be crazy, bro. You can get away with the two Trumps in office. You can get away with a lot of that.
Say
shit.
Say whatever you want.
You just let it fly. Okay. All right. But admittedly, I haven't been watching college basketball. But what I will say is that there are two things that I do want to see just based on my observations from the Madden chat and the Dead End Sports chat. One, UNC. I saw the outrage and the disgust from Manny with just that one text. And I think it's the college football chat. Just UNC isn't that good this year. So I was surprised to hear from Manny and see Manny text that they actually got in, because people were really shocked about that. But really the only team I'm curious about, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you saw what the controversy was, right? You know, their athletic director is on the selection committee. And he made a $100,000 bonus for them getting in. But he claimed he walked out of the room when they voted for UNC.
Yeah, he walked out after he voted.
That's the biggest controversy about it, is they like he dude, some dude named Bubba, I can't think his last name. He's the head of the committee.
Mm. Okay. Well, the only other team of interest is Duke. You know, they got this guy Cooper on here, man. Manny been lighting up the chat, hyping him up, Nick, making us
He is a high end glue guy. He is not somebody.
I think he got game though.
He is not someone you build your franchise around. In my opinion, that's my opinion. I mean, look, people question my sports takes all the time, Lou. So just look at the chat.
He might be a high. I agree with you with that. He might be a high end too. He's not a generational player or no shit like
that. He's not someone that's like, to me, like a number one overall pick. Like, you need this. Like, this guy is who you like. You start with him. Shit like that. You start with. I mean, no one's really Wimby, but I mean, just mean like you start with him and you move. You build out. Like, I think that's why a lot of people think he'll be, if San Antonio tanks well enough that they can go get him, I think he'll be great there, because I think you put him, Fox, and Wimp, like that'll be a great big three, a young big three.
That Castle kid can play too, Stephen Castle. Castle, I like him a lot. Yeah, they got Castle a good foundation, good, bro. I don't even know why they got Fox, and then they get Chris Paul definitely out of there, which surprisingly is he just they're getting the check.
Fox, I think Fox will be nice. I think Fox will be nice once everybody get back together. I would like to see Cooper go to San Antonio. Anywhere else, I just don't see where he really excels at.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll be watching just to see him play, because he's the one that people are talking about. I haven't seen a lot of talk about anybody else, but that's just the state of NCAA right now. So it is what it is. But this is definitely a time for a lot of these guys that will be playing in the NBA to kind of make a statement for themselves. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, man. So before we head into our commercial break, we wanted to introduce a new segment. We want to see what you guys think about this, where you guys call us out with our worst takes. So,
that's why Sheldon ain't here, huh?
And that's why FIFO blame us on it.
Now we know why Sheldon and FIFO ain't in on the screen.
Yep. So we don't have the process fully worked out, but We definitely want to. It's going to be on the Reddit, right, Nick?
Some no, Reddit. So it can be on Reddit as well, but okay. We'll be looking at similar like Lou, how y'all do on Deck TV. We'll in the comment section, you guys are very vocal on you the YouTube page and the Reddit threads. Just leave your comments for after. We'll start with this episode, but moving forward, y'all keep track of our takes, which, you know, call us out as individuals or as a collective. And we'll read off the, you know, the most interesting one that gets highlighted every week towards the end for like along with the super chats. So I see some people are mentioning some comments. I don't think I said Austin Eckler was the number one running back. I just said he was probably top five a year based off of all that. So I don't know where to again. I already had
you
it.
Did. You had
it. I need proof, Ken, because I don't believe that. I don't believe I say that. You know what I'm saying? Because you see in our other chat, I had to correct niggas on what I be saying on the show.
You definitely had Austin Eckler number one.
I don't know if I had a number one. That don't make sense to me. But if y'all want to start off with that, please show me the data, show me the evidence. But moving forward, yeah, y'all call us out. Call us out on our worst takes, because I know y'all damn sure ain't going to give us credit for our best takes. Y'all hating, no. hating ass niggas in the chat, boy, I swear.
Donovan said, FIFO Zion take got to be studied. That's funny.
Zion hooping right now.
It ain't a question about his game. Nobody has ever questioned whether or not
it's the impact. It's impact. There's a lot of niggas hooping in the league, Lou.
It's not the impact. It's the availability. His impact is there when he's on the court, but he's just not on the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marty All McFly, right. Y'all dig in the crates. See what you can find.
Okay. All right. But yeah. Josh looking fine. So anyway, let us go to... let's take a commercial break and then we'll be right back. Oh, FIFO's top five harm. That is funny. Hey, man. Yeah, I can't wait to hear these. But we'll be back after this break. Oh, I didn't hear it. Oops. I think I played the wrong one. Hold on.
If you're looking for real conversations and motivations to be your best, then you have to check out Another Week in the Books. Another Week in the Books with Spike Lou and Rich is your go-to podcast for growth and community. Plenty of dope conversations take place week to week as they inspire each other to be better through conversations. Another Week in the Books, wherever you get your podcast.
I got to send you that, Ken. I forgot.
Please do. We are back. And, yeah, man, it's time for On Watch. It's time for On Watch. And for me, Nick, the Cleveland Cavaliers are on watch.
For what?
Mainly Donovan Mitchell.
I knew he was going to bring his name. You said the Cavaliers. You just like FIFA, you can't have two, kid. You got to pick one.
You know, I wanted some time. I've been watching the Cavs. They play really, really, really good. Their offensive system is great. They function really, really well as a team. Everybody, you know, they got the white boys that can shoot the three, and they function together. They got not Jackson Hill, but Jared Allen. So watching them, they look nice. They look very cohesive. I like Donovan Mitchell's leadership. Like what he's saying to them is that, yeah, we're great. Yeah, we've only lost 10, I think now 11 games, you know, in the year, you know, but we haven't done anything because I've been on great teams before that have been the number one seed, I believe, and we haven't gone anywhere. But there are times when Donovan Mitchell out there, just like Luka, he's just shooting terribly from the field. And it looks like at times that he's being carried by everybody else on the team because of how they're shooting. So will this team in the playoffs have the physicality they need to endure a series and to, for the way that they are playing, go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals? For me, I think it's Eastern Conference Finals a bust for them. I should expect nothing less with how they look. And you know, it was one game. Oh, who was I watching them play? And they, I think they ended up losing that game. It was against the Sarri team. Who was it? I can't remember. It was the most recent game they lost.
You talking about the Orlando Magic?
Yeah, it was the Orlando Magic. And your boy yeah, they are kind of sorry. And Ty Jerome out there talking shit and woke up Paolo. Yeah, Banchero. And he went to work on him, bro. So it's just like now they're feeling themselves. But anyway, I think now it's like, and I much like you, I'm a Donovan Mitchell fan.
No, you're not. Don't even
but
say
at
that.
This point, bro, at this point, best team in the league, right up there with OKC. It's time to put up a shut up, bro. If you really that guy, top two in the league, according to you, you got to put up a shut up, bro. So let's see if their style of play can translate to playoff basketball.
Top two at his position. Here's the thing.
Number one at his position. But yeah,
okay,
yeah,
his position. About that. That's what I meant to
say.
He better than
playoffs.
Yes.
Playoff. See, and that's why they can't make basketball takes. Okay. We know that playoffs is all about matchups. And the only matchup that really matters to me is against Boston. Boston wins that matchup, in my opinion. That being said, I do think they make the Eastern Conference Finals, but that's where the road stops for them.
Here's a hot take. The Cavs are only going to go to a championship when Evan Mobley becomes their best player. As long as they're depending on Donovan Mitchell to be the number one guy, then they're not going to make it. With Evan Mobley's defense, and like Evan Mobley's like a second coming to Garnett. That's what they should be gearing up him towards. He got the defense. He got the mid-range. He can shoot the jumper at three sometimes. So the only way they're going to win it is if Evan Mobley's their best player. And Donovan Mitchell,
they're definitely trying to unlock his full potential. You know, I think that was one of the things that Donovan was talking about, and other teams like you was really telling him that he doesn't know how good he really is, and they're really trying to unlock that from him. But right now, no one on that team really has to carry this team, you know, and take the bull by the horn, as so to speak. But when it's fourth quarter, Nick, Donovan is the guy they're going to have to go to.
And he delivers. And he delivers. Not like Brunson. Not like Brun. You know, Brun is that's a different category of clutch. But, nah, bro, Donovan Mitchell is the best shooting guard in the league. I've been saying that for years now. I know Ant is on the rise. He will surpass him. I don't think he's there yet. I think he is. I think he's – Ant hasn't – it's not an Ant conversation. This is about Kent's take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Calling them out and saying they're on watch after they won 16 games and have the best record in the Eastern Conference is nuts. And I think that they, in a 7-game series, it's hard to pick them against Boston, but I think that they will get to the Eastern Conference Finals and they will face the Knicks. That's what I say.
How are they going?
Because
Knicks not beating Boston, and neither is Cleveland.
Because the Knicks are going to face Boston in the second round. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. And the way Cat playing right now, hey, the Cat's out the bag, kid. Cat's out the bag. Hey, what's Brum getting back? It's a wrap. Because this is the best thing that happened to the Knicks is Brum getting injured. Because now they're playing like they're running the offense through Cat. And you kind of see, and finally, at least the last game, Mikal Bridges finally starting to show the fuck up and not just be a fucking catch and shoot guy. But Donovan Mitchell is going to take this team to far in the playoffs.
We'll see. Yep. I have this question based off of what Spike said in terms of Evan Mobley being their best player. To me, you either have it or you don't. And Evan Mobley has a lot of potential, but when you're supposed to be that guy, you kind of have that already, even as a young player, that they have to unlock. Like Edwards always had that. KG always had that. Evan Mobley don't have that. He has the talent, but he don't have that extra that makes him the dog that you have to be the number one guy. He don't have that. And I don't think that maybe a player that didn't have that and then got it later. Because you're bored with that.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, we'll find out. We are a couple of weeks away. But moving on, let us go to our title of the show. And FIFO, a couple of weeks ago, you said we needed to talk about the Phoenix Suns. And we are now about to talk about the Phoenix Suns. I watched them and have been watching them play. Definitely watched that game, you know, against the Lakers. And yeah, now is a good time to have a conversation. So the Phoenix Suns suffered a disappointing 107-96 loss to the Los Angeles Lakers on the road this past Sunday. Since February 8th, they have won only 5 games. They are 5-12 and are currently in 11th place in the Western Conference, but they are less than 2 games outside of the play-in tournament. If the Suns don't make the play-in tournament, what should they do this offseason?
It don't matter if they make it or they don't. The same rules apply for their offseason. They traded Kevin Durant. This does not work, and I told you guys that the Phoenix Suns were not going to work because they never had a point guard. And they went and got Bradley Beal and Devin Booker and KD, and that does not work from a basketball perspective. I know they went and got Trey – what's his last name? Light-skinned cat.
Trey Jones? Point guard,
Trey Jones. They went and got him, but that wasn't enough. He's not really a starting level point guard for the whole year. Like, can he play spot starting point guard minutes? Of course, but he's not a starter like that. But it's a wrap, kid. They can't even catch the Dallas Mavericks, and they are decimated by injury. And this team is fully healthy. And I don't know if you see the interactions between KD and Budenholzer. KD's out of there. He don't give a damn about this team. He obviously didn't want to get traded to the Warriors. He obviously didn't want to get traded midseason, so that's the reason why they didn't move him. But at the end of the day, KD's out of there. This was a dumpster fire. Damon Jones needs to be fired based off of the egregious moves that he has made. Because from a basketball perspective, this
who's that? GM?
Yes,
James Jones here.
James Jones,
and it's Tyus Jones.
It's Tyus Jones,
the point guard.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a wrap.
Let me ask you something. Why are you giving KD so much bill?
This is where I wanted the conversation to go. Go ahead, FIFO.
So, because my thing is this with KD. KD is a year what? How old is KD? KD's almost 40 years old.
LeBron 40 years old. Bro, don't do that.
No, wait. Hold on. But I give LeBron the same bail. I'm not putting all the weight of the franchise on LeBron's shoulders anymore. That was young LeBron. That was young KD. At this version, when you get to this age, is can you perform at a high level? And everybody else, like, you need to find that other guy that you put the weight on their shoulders to carry the franchise. The older guy, just play your game and be productive. KD has always done that for his entire career. I always got on KD when he was younger in OKC. I got on KD with Golden State. But at this point in his career, this is the twilight of the career. Can you just still play at a high level, which he's doing that? So to me, it's the Phoenix Suns that have wasted another great year of Kevin Durant, not the other way around.
Mm.
Disagree.
Who gave Bradley Beal a no trade clause? Was that Washington?
Washington.
Okay. Yeah, Washington.
Go ahead, Spike.
I see why Russell Westbrook had the type of relationship that he had with KD. Like, it's all coming to fruition more. I understand, FIFO, what you're saying in the sense of, the team may be built wrong. But I have arguably one of the 15 best basketball players of all time. We're just talking about a skill set standpoint. Talking about a nigga that's 7 feet tall, can shoot from anywhere. And time after time after time, all he's did is underachieve. And then you giving him the same bailout that the mainstream media give him and that he expects from everybody is like, I did my job. Sometimes that ain't enough, bro. Sometimes you got to show up and do more than what's expected of you and be the leader and be the person that people think you are. Lead a team somewhere.
Don't bring Carmelo.
Carmelo is not as good as Kevin Durant.
Don't do
from
that.
From a scoring standpoint, yes.
I don't want to.
From a scoring standpoint, yes, but we talking about from an overall player standpoint. If I have Kevin Durant on my team, bro, I'm expecting to win and do things. And everywhere that he goes, if he ain't got Steph Curry and he ain't got Draymond Green and he ain't got Klay Thompson, he can't get it done. And it's time people start calling him out about it. This ain't on James Jones. This is on Kevin Durant, bro. He did this shit in Brooklyn. He did this shit in Oklahoma City. He doing this shit now in Phoenix. People argue that Devin Booker is one of the top shooting guards in the league.
No one argues that. He's three according to niggas I know that call him number one.
That's fine. And he good enough to play out of position if no, I got not. Kevin Durant no, on my
not.
Team.
No. See, this is
way too much Kevin Durant, Bill, bro. No. This is on him. This is his fault. Just like Brooklyn was his fault, and Oklahoma City was his fault.
Brooklyn was not his fault. They were a successful team that a pinky toe didn't allow them to get to the next round. That's number one.
Pinky toe was?
Number two,
whose pinky toe?
He hit the shot. He hit the shot. He
went to overtime. It went to overtime because of him, Lou. Regardless of the pinky toe or not.
And here
won the game.
Here's the thing about Kevin Durant. So don't put me in the same category as the mass public media, because you could, before you was on this show, and Ken can attest, before Nick was on this show, before Shelton was on this show, I called out Kevin Durant, and I will always talk about the series that he had against the Memphis Grizzlies, where he went down the stretch and missed big free throws. He missed big shots. Kevin Durant has been a disappointment outside of the Golden State years when it comes to winning championships, right? I don't disagree. At that point in his career, I held him at that standard. So if we're not going to hold LeBron James at the standard of the weight of the world on your shoulders to win a championship, got to give the same bell to KD. Because at this point, he's not – you can't
LeBron
physically
has carried
ask,
teams to championships before, though.
I understand that. I don't disagree. In their prime, I threw every dart at KD. He's no longer in his prime. He's just playing at a high level. Steph Curry's no longer in his prime. He's just playing at a high level.
Jalen, are you gonna bring some reason into this conversation before I have to talk?
Yeah, man. I mean, for one, people are talking about something. You can't blame Kevin Durant, but you gotta blame him. Even if you're talking about there's no pieces around him, because this nigga wanted to go to Phoenix. It's not like he just got traded there out of nowhere. He asked to go to Phoenix. So you can say him and Devin Booker are the same. This nigga knew that before he got there. And when he got there, he didn't make it happen. They had to make it happen. And they didn't stop. The same way niggas blame LeBron.
He didn't trade for Bradley Beal.
But hey, did he say not to have him? Because the same way niggas blame LeBron for Russ, he did not say, no, I don't want Bradley Beal here. So, nah, KD got to take some of this too, man. Like, and I'm not saying like it's all on him, but majority of this shit is on him because
how is
it's a track record. Because it's a track record, bro. If it was, it'd be different if if it was just like, oh, this is the first time he got there and he ain't really do nothing. He ain't doing it. OKC, like Spike said, and he ain't doing it in Brooklyn.
He took OKC to the championship.
And left.
He win it. Because the same way y'all hold LeBron to a standard, he's a top 15 player. Same way y'all hold Charles Barkley to a standard. Nigga, look at when Charles Barkley took him against Jordan. Nigga, you didn't win it.
LeBron,
you don't have a ring, nigga.
LeBron went to multiple championships and didn't win. What are you talking about? Like,
but he had when he's won. But he has won.
He won when he won.
LeBron
when he
with the championships where Booby Gibson was the best player on his team besides.
Oh, come on. Okay. I didn't let you get that thought out, Nick. Because if you say LeBron won with a stacked team, what did KD win with?
No. I'm saying you didn't let me finish. LeBron went to a stacked team to win just like KD did. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about here?
Did LeBron not win in Cleveland with a stacked team?
That was a stacked team to compare to what people said. He says Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving.
Through 56 games, KD is playing 37 minutes, shooting 52.6%. So let's round that up to 53 for the field. He's shooting 42% from three. 83% for the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1.5 blocks. What the hell is
that? Your team is in 11th place.
James Harden already mentioned. Talk about. James Harden playing good this year too. What the fuck that mean? James Harden playing good this year too. It don't mean shit.
James Harden never led a team to the finals as the best player.
Oh man.
Steph
was never his number two. One of the greatest basketball players in the history of basketball was never his number two.
He was 1B. He's not even number two.
He was number two.
He was number one.
A top 10 big man of all time.
Jalen, on those Golden State Warriors team, who was the best player on that team?
Kevin Durant.
Okay, so I don't want to hear about
Who's ranked higher all time?
Because of Kevin Durant, yes. Steph was ranked higher on.
And he has two rings without Kevin Durant. What the fuck you mean? Because of Kevin Durant, they got two without rings.
If
he went to finals without Kevin Durant.
If Steph only had two rings and didn't have the other two with KD, he would not be ranked as high as he is. Let's keep it a beat.
But he does.
The Golden State Warriors
dynasty. You can't erase that, nigga. You can't erase that. You're trying to erase that.
If Jordan ain't go 6-for-6, he wouldn't be higher than LeBron. What are we talking about? I'm saying
like the pedestal that y'all put Steph on is based on a foundation that KD helped build. That Golden State Warriors dynasty does not happen without KD.
You got to prove the word foundation. KD was a part of the foundation.
I'm saying that the foundation, of course, is the players they drafted, but the foundation of the dynasty is built on top of Kevin Durant too. They don't have the dynasty without Kevin Durant.
Jordan wasn't winning without Pippen. No, I ain't trying Kevin to get that bullshit.
But Durant was contract. These comparisons don't make sense, Doc, because Pippen is not KD in that scenario.
But Pippen is the top 50 player of all time. So it's not
Pippen better than KD.
You're not making Spike, you wild.
This is what I'm saying. I don't know if this is FIFO's point, but like, what I feel like is what we're going to do in revisionist history is that people are going to shit on Kevin Durant's legacy. Like, he wasn't as good as he is, even till this day. I'm not taking blame away from him completely as far as, like, yes, has he failed in certain moments and in parts of his career where you could put a lot of blame on him as the best player? Of course, you could do that with a lot of players. But let's not act like he is not a top 15, top 20 all-time player. Let's not act like he didn't help build that Golden State Warriors dynasty because they begged him to come there. Let's talk about the best years the Brooklyn Nets have in the last decade have come off of Kevin Durant's tenure. They don't come off of anything else. Because like FIFO mentioned, that toe on the line, they could have went to the Eastern Conference Finals if it wasn't for that toe. Because he made the shot, his foot was too big. Pause. So my thing is, when him going to the Phoenix Suns, this makes the whole thing, we're taking out one part of the big blame is, because there's two things. One, KD has always told you he is not a leader. He does not want the leadership role. He's been told y'all that. I know it's crazy to sound like because we always say the best player should be the leader, but he has never wanted that. He's always said, I just want to hoop. The other thing is, where the hell is this energy for Devin Booker? I thought this Phoenix Suns team was Devin Booker's team, Ken. I thought that Devin Booker was supposed to be one of the best players at his position, if not the best player at his position. Why are we not talking about Devin Booker? This motherfucker was up 2-0 in the NBA Finals and didn't seal the deal. As the best player on that team, as what y'all say. So if we're talking about Kevin Durant in this tenure with the Phoenix Suns, where is the case to be made about Devin Booker and his thing? Again, Kevin Durant does deserve a piece of this pie, but it's not a majority piece, in my opinion, because he, like FIFO said, came to that team as the mercenary. He's not the heart and soul of the team. Just like y'all say that he wasn't the heart and soul of Golden State, that was Steph Curry. That was Steph Curry's team. Y'all always say that. So that's what I'm saying.
You're comparing.
But Nick, you can't have it two ways. Nick, you can't have it two ways. All right. So I'm gonna refute a couple of things you just said. All right. So first things first, I don't want to hear that toe on the line shit because the Knicks still had 5 minutes to win the game and he didn't. So all that bullshit y'all talking about with toe on the line, you had a whole overtime to win the game. Yeah, I did that shit with LeBron when LeBron had
Kyrie was out. And so was James Harden. What are you talking
about? It don't matter, nigga. Niggas do this. That's what I'm saying, dog. Like, when LeBron was in the finals and he had an amazing game one and J.R. Smith messed that shit up and that whole overtime, nigga, like, well, he still had an overtime to win. Can't do this shit, bro. Don't do this shit with damn Kevin Durant that y'all don't do with LeBron now. Because niggas, and there was a time niggas was comparing KD and LeBron and they would have head to head. And so now we move in different, we move in the goalposts. That's the first thing.
Can I ask you a question right before? Because like FIFO said, don't confuse us with the mass media. Ken, has anybody ever in this group, as far as on Dennis Sports, ever compared Kevin Durant to LeBron as far as they're on the same level?
No, but y'all giving him grace.
I don't think anybody in their right mind would say that.
There was that conversation taking place.
But we never had it. That's what I'm saying.
The four of us or five of us have ever had that conversation.
Exactly, because we know what it is. That's what I'm saying. He's not in that
y'all
category.
Are shooting him so much bail. Like y'all are absolving him from all.
I didn't absolve him from nothing.
You clearly are. That's what you're saying right now. You're telling me that it's about Devin Booker, bro. Devin Booker not even in this conversation.
Yes, he is. is. The problem, everybody involved has a piece of this entire pie. What I'm saying is Kevin Durant, out of the players, has the smallest piece of the pie. Out of the players who has the biggest piece, out of the players who has the biggest piece of the pie, the player that has the biggest piece of the pie is, what's his name, Bradley Beal. Partly not due to his fault.
In the history of basketball, people, where do you go put?
Let me sound crazy. No, I don't. Bradley Beal is the odd man out. He's the odd man out. He's the one that don't fit. He's the one that they put on the bench. He's the one that, hey, you know what? I got to change your game for.
What you just tell me about Evan Mobley?
He don't have same it.
Thing, same thing applies to Bradley Beal. The exact he may be a scorer just like Evan Mobley is talented and ain't tapped into that talent. Bradley Beal ain't tapped into the full talent of what he is. Therefore, like they in the same bucket. I can't give Bradley Beal. It's the same thing. It's
his fault. They traded for him and he don't fit. The person that deserves the biggest blame for this thing is the executive up top. I want to call
James
him.
Jones. Bro, tell me, hold on. So nobody, I know Nick's trying to make it seem like we were trying to take away from him being a top 15 player by saying this. No, nigga, you could be a top tier talent and still fuck up and be held responsible for your fuck ups. All right. So that's what I want to correct you. Nobody's taking away from his talent.
Let me interrupt you real quick. Because Lou just said that Scottie Pippen is just as good as Kevin Durant. Right.
But so I ain't Lou.
That's a meat.
Doc, you said nobody. I'm trying to tell you somebody just
did. All right. I bet. Cool. All right. But even when you say that it's on the executives, Nick, them niggas is not making moves without KD and Devin Booker having input in it. You think they was going to trade Bradley Beal without them niggas having any input in it? They could have nixed that shit immediately. Just the same way KD nixed his trade this year to the Warriors. He nixed that shit and they stopped it. Ain't like he got a no trade clause. They was like, no, we're going to respect your wishes. KD takes fault in this. He takes fault in this. But you're a big piece of that pie.
You're going to my point as far as, yes, there is a piece of pie for Kevin Durant to have. But Devin Booker is in this conversation because we're talking about the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns were built around Devin Booker. Yes,
no,
or
they weren't. No, because ever since they traded for KD, it hasn't been just built around Devin Booker. It's built around both of these niggas. And honestly, it's been built bad. But KD made a decision to go there. Like, I'm saying Devin Booker has some blame in this, but it's not as big as KD because KD made a decision to leave Brooklyn and go to Phoenix. He made that decision to do that.
And he's better. Kevin Durant is better than Booker.
That's unquestionable. But my thing
is, I can give Booker a bigger piece of the pie than Kevin Durant if he's better.
The context of KD leaving Brooklyn was because Brooklyn was a fucking dumpster fire when he left.
He made them a dumpster fire.
No, he did not. He was the only stability a part of the Brooklyn Nets because Kyrie didn't want to take the vaccine and Harden was built like Luka. And that's what he was like. I can't win with this team.
KD went to Brooklyn and he said, I want to play with Kyrie. And they got Kyrie. And then Kyrie did that bullshit that you're talking about. He also said that I want to play with James Harden. And they brought James Harden in and he started pulling James Harden shit that he always does. KD can't be absolved from orchestrating these teams, doing the behind the scenes shit, acting like I got this much power. And now when it's on me to make the team succeed, I'm just wanting to play basketball. You can't have it both ways. It don't work that way. And that's the reason why he gets the majority of the blame in his last two situations. And you can even add OKC in this because he was the one that decided to leave when they were in the finals and almost there. He's the one that decided to do that. All of the situations that he's been in is because of him. That's why he gets the majority of the blame for all of this.
And you're talking about Brooklyn being a dumpster fire, and all right, this team looks bad and I need to go. This nigga chose Phoenix, Nick. And he had Miami and Phoenix as the two options he wanted to go to. But he chose Phoenix. He allowed that trade to go through at the trade deadline. We all woke up to that trade and we knew that he wanted to go to Phoenix. There was 28 other teams he could have went to. And he chose Phoenix. So you chose this destination. You chose this executive. You have to take blame in this. And I'm saying major piece of the blame because you are a big piece of this team.
All I'm saying is this. I'm not absolving KD from any blame. I'm not saying that he is blameless. And I'm not saying that he's innocent and he has done nothing wrong. He has done things wrong, i.e. going to Phoenix in the first place. But what I'm also trying to say is that there's context for everything that we're talking about that doesn't paint that paints him in a light where it's like, I can kind of see how you got to that point, even though you still made a bad decision. And even with that context, Devin Booker is still a big part of the Phoenix Suns. He's the only one that's going to be left after KD leaves and whatever they do with Bradley Beal. And this team will still be built around Devin Booker just like it was before, just like it is now, just like it will be afterwards. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand how he isn't a part of this conversation when we're talking about the Phoenix Suns at whole, because KD's basically out the door. So I get, if you want to have a – that's why I'm like, we can have this KD conversation. But legacy-wise, I will always defend KD legacy-wise, because he is a – fucking all timer, and we keep on talking about him like he's a Scottie Pippen.
The reason why Booker is being absolved for this version of the Phoenix Suns is because nobody gives a fuck about Devin Booker anymore after that he lost the finals. Facts. You know, that's just, you know, he's just falling from grace in terms of and coverage, you know, and part of that is because they are losing. KD is and has always been a superstar, even coming out of Texas when he came to the league. And he's going to have and garner the most attention on any team that he goes to. And as everybody said, he wanted to go there. He also wanted Bradley Beal there too, and that's the other issue. So he pushed for Bradley Beal because he wanted to say in roster construction. So he's number one, Booker two, Bradley Beal three, because he doesn't want to waive his trade and no trade clause.
Where you put the GM? Yeah,
I think the GM, I mean, you know, I think he could not have pulled the trigger. So maybe he's third because he did go get Bradley Beal. And he should have known that it probably would not fit. You cannot pass up a chance to get KD, especially at the way he was playing at the time. It sounds like a no-brainer, but it just did not work. This other move that he did not work. And FIFO rightfully, as he said it, stated before, he said it wasn't going to work. But I think what's next for them is what Ishbia is saying. Booker is next. KD's out of there. I don't know how he's going to get rid of Bradley Beal, but now moving forward, this team will be built around Devin Booker. And Nick, that conversation about Booker and whether or not he truly can be that guy on the team will be answered.
And this is why I wanted my flowers. We need to have a segment about giving my flowers.
For what?
Because I've been told y'all that Devin Booker wasn't that nigga for years now. He was an overhyped scorer. At best, he's a light skinned Bradley Beal. He's a rich Bradley Beal. Let's all that. He's a rich man's Bradley Beal.
Nah. He was the only one that showed up in the finals.
Was he?
Yes.
What happened in game 4-6, kid?
Chris Paul, as Chris Paul is often known to do, shit the bed, bro.
Yeah, right.
You blaming Chris Paul was 45 when he went to that finals.
Nah, he wasn't that old, bro.
He don't matter. He got him there, dude. He helped get him there. He just couldn't maintain.
Got him to the finals. If Devin Booker had a solid number two in the finals, they would have had a chance. He didn't. Like, he had a number two that withered away throughout the finals.
Y'all blaming an old ass
was a hole. And Aiton was old. Giannis hold Aiton the whole series.
Is he still in the league? Is Aiton still in the league?
I think all about him. My thing is, Chris Paul is the highlight of the Phoenix Suns era of the last 10 years because before he got there, they wasn't doing shit. They wasn't doing shit. And when Chris Paul got there, he led them. He helped lead them as the leader of the team, in my opinion.
The team wasn't constructed well enough.
He helped lead them to the finals, though. Booker didn't get them there.
No, the Phoenix, the Booker teams that he had, they were not good teams.
Bro, being a leader on the team, being a leader on the team, and being the best player isn't always the same thing, bro.
So I'm glad you said that, Doc. Because then why exactly? We're talking about this right now with Kevin Durant. You're blaming Kevin Durant. Well, at least one of y'all are blaming Kevin Durant for not being the leader because he is the best player. But we know there's context where
I didn't say the leadership.
Wait, I'll clear it up. I'm talking about Luke. I can clear it up. I'm not blaming him for not being a leader. I'm blaming him for not being impactful. You read these stats off to me, and you're talking about a team that's in the 11th seed in the West.
Currently.
So you reading these stats to me don't mean shit. I don't give a fuck what Kevin Durant doing. He still ain't being impactful enough to lead his team to at least a play-in, and that doesn't happen with top 15.
The book of rosters were the ones before Chris Paul got there, not the roster that went to the finals. It was a couple of teams. He had some bad teams.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying you're wrong that this is a bad roster, but players like Kevin Durant, the expectation is even if you're not a leader, your talent will supersede all the things that are wrong. That's why I pay Kevin Durant money. Shake your head all you want to. I'm just saying that's what's supposed to happen. When you're a leader, leaders do that.
Leaders overcome. He's not a leader.
Now that you say that, I see more and more why Russell Westbrook don't fuck with him.
Nobody cares about what Russell Westbrook doesn't fuck about.
I see every day why he wouldn't shake his hand and why he wouldn't fuck with him. Because all that shit you saying, those is like, Lou,
just the last episode we were on, I think, weren't the Lakers the number two in the West? And now Houston's number two. So right now, the Suns are, Let me finish, Jay. The Suns are one game out of the 10th spot to be in the play-in tournament. So by this time next week, they could be in the playoffs.
I'm just saying, you started off with something that was deceiving because I'm only bringing it up
to say that the rankings and the list is just changed. That's why I said currently right now, they're looking outside.
How much faith you got in them to do the play in and make a run in the playoffs?
As much faith as I got in KD.
Thank you. So no,
they're gonna get to the play.
Hey, Spike. Dallas barely got enough niggas to play, and they behind Dallas. That's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
And by next week, they'll be in the play-in tournament.
That's because they're ahead of Dallas.
I don't give a damn about context with some of the shit y'all talk about with KD. I don't give a damn how they get in there as long as they get in there.
I hope they do well in the play-in.
Hey, Spike, it ain't no play-in for them. The Knicks better make the playoffs. Like, that's what Nick talking about. They better make the playoffs. They got two games to win. Nick, KD better show up to win two games.
He's going to knock out the Warriors. He's going to get his revenge and knock out the Warriors.
He should have took that trade for Miami. He should have went to Miami for Jimmy Butler. That's what would have been the best thing for the Suns.
Well, Ishbia said if we get – in the playoffs, I don't think that we're easy out for anybody.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you on that. I think y'all got the top 15 best players in the world ever.
They'd be an easy out.
The Knicks feel the same way, but they ain't gonna make it past the second round.
You ain't got to bring up the Knicks, just like I don't bring up the Saints, nigga. You got to bring up the Knicks.
Hey, but I'm honest about my team suck, nigga.
That's why your ass, they don't care. But just like the Saints, you got the same bag over your head. Talking your sports takes now as you as a Saints fan. I don't want to hear none of that shit. All I'm saying is y'all got KD fucked up. KD deserves more respect.
KD got KD hooked up. That's the problem.
For real.
All right. Well, we'll be back right after this quick break.
If you are a fan of hip hop and love unfiltered discussions on the culture, check out Dead in Hip Hop. From album reviews to hip-hop debates, Dead & Hip Hop always keeps it real. Go to youtube.com/Dead & Hip Hop and search for Dead & Hip Hop or DEHH to subscribe now. Dead & Hip Hop, no politics, no BS.
All right, we are back, but without FIFO, so we will. Oh, there he is. Because we need to talk. What's up next?
But you got that cape on.
Missing. Yeah, you were missing. So what we'll do is we'll do this. We'll talk about the Bengals, and then we'll close it out with your. We need to talk. So the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, start with me because it goes into this.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate you.
Jalen?
Oh, when I'm starting here?
No, he said we need to talk. Yeah.
I'll go to starting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because it goes into this topic. And it's on me. Appreciate it. All right. So look, we need to talk about the Bengals and their front office, aka Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow laid out how they needed to pay everybody, including their two star wide receivers, T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, and defensive player of the year, supposed to be defensive player of the year, Trey Hendrickson. So they got two out of the three deals done. They gave both wide receivers four-year deals, with T. Higgins being 2 years, the first 2 years being fully guaranteed, and Jamar Chase a four-year guaranteed contract that makes him the highest-paid non-quarterback. And I think that just got eclipsed. But you know how the NFL do. But was it worth it? The reason why I feel like we need to talk about this is because the Bengals, albeit Nick said that, you know, they always pay their quarterback and their wide receivers, I feel like they've always been relatively stingy with their money. And this is the most money that I've seen them actually pay out. Because contrary to popular belief, Chad Ochocinco was never the highest paid wide receiver. TJ Houshmandzadeh was never the highest paid wide receiver. And they never had a top three quarterback as much as I like Carson Palmer. The Bengals are going all in. Spike, take notes. This is what all in looks like. Hit Jerry, because I know you got him on speed dial over there. This is what all in looks like. And they're still working on Trey Hendrickson. Now, here's the thing. I know I said last week that they need to draft a little bit better. They need to develop a little bit better. But that's what they need to do. They need to bring Trey Hendrickson back. Obviously, they're going to be cash strapped. But they need to draft better. They need to develop better. But we need to talk about their front office, and this is what you do when you have a young signal caller that has showed you he's one of the best in the league.
All right. Well, commentary, we can reserve all that for this segment talking about this the move. So the Cincinnati Bengals have agreed to a four-year contracts with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Chase and Cincinnati reached a four-year, $161 million deal with $112 guaranteed, while Higgins, who was franchise-tagged by Cincinnati last month, agreed to a four-year, $150 million contract with the first 2 years guaranteed. Will the Bengals end up regretting spending a significant portion of their cap on offense rather than defense?
Go ahead, Lou.
Is Nick going first, or do you get to clean it up?
Nah, you go ahead, Lou. Yeah.
You know. Oh, so I get to respond to people and get to go before Nick. Okay, cool. Right. This is idiotic. if I don't know what FIFA is talking about going all in. If I have a quarterback like Joe Burrow, I don't need T. Higgins. I can make a better receiver at number two, and I don't have to pay him that much money. You know how many good receivers come out in the draft every year? Cooper Kupp was just up for free agency, and I could have probably signed him for less than I would have signed T. Higgins. If I believe in Joe Burrow that much, I don't need T. Higgins, bro. I don't give a fuck about him being mad about it either. Like, you can pack your bags, I'll trade you, or whatever it may be. We can figure it out. You ain't got to be on the team, bro. I do believe they should have paid Jamar Chase, and I do believe that he got the correct money as far as the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. I think Michael Parsons is going to surpass that when he signs his contract, but that's neither here nor there. Jamar Chase got the money that he deserves because he is a true number one, probably the second best receiver, if not the first best receiver in the league. If I have Joe Burrow, I don't need Higgins, bro. Like he's that's like a feature on a luxury car that I could have did without. Like I wouldn't even notice that I had it. It's heated seats. Like I don't give a fuck if I have you or not, bro. So FIFO, you calling me out saying this is what all in looks like. It's not. It's not what all in looks like. All in looks like I'm going to spend that money on the defense that was 32nd in the league and couldn't stop anybody. So now my hopes are I can outscore everybody. And why that's a cool plan, if I got T. Higgins and I got Ja'Marr Chase and I got Joe Burrow, we know that ain't how the NFL works. There are different thing variables that go in every week as to where you won't be able to score points. You have to be able to stop people on defense. You have to be able to stop the run. 32nd in the run stop. I know what it's like to have a team that can't stop runs. Like, I've seen my team the last 2 years get slaughtered by Green Bay in the playoffs and all through the regular season not having a run defense. I know what that feels like as a fan to watch that. That's the most disheartening thing. So, yeah, like, paying him was – it didn't matter. It's not all in. This is us thinking we're doing the right thing because we want our quarterback to be happy, and it's not going to work. It's going to blow up in their face. We're going to hear Nick complaining about it midway through the season. Once we get to football season, the Bengals are going to be 9-8 again because they don't have a defense, bro, and they can't draft. We've seen this. There's nothing different happening in Cincinnati.
The reason why I say this is all in is because only 2 years of the T. Higgins deal is guaranteed. So bro, realistically, if it doesn't make sense, you move off of T. Higgins. That does make
him the money. I'm already committing to 2 years. You're not all in if you already committing to 2 years. If I'm all in, I'm committing to the full ride of Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. I don't give a fuck about T. Higgins. He don't even matter in this situation. You just a cog in the wheel, bro. So for me to pay you and act like that you're a major part of what we got going on, that don't even make sense. That's like, I don't even have a comparison, but T. Higgins doesn't even matter in what the Bengals' long-term plan should be. They should be figuring out how to solve their defensive problems. And until they do that, T. Higgins will not matter. Y'all can't put up 40 points a week. That's impossible in the NFL.
Ken, Doc, I don't know. Y'all got something to say?
No. I mean, you want me to go before you speak? So you
I just want to get all the hate out. I just want to get the hate.
He can sound like the
smartest
person in the room.
Listen, people have always said I don't sound like the smartest person. So I just want to hear all that. I just want to hear all the hate. That's what I came in.
I didn't hate one bit. I'm sure you agree with a lot of what I said.
I don't agree with half of what you said because you.
Respectfully, then you don't know football. Like FIFO tells me, respectfully, then you don't know football.
Because to say that T. Higgins is just a call, paying T. Higgins is hilarious. When he was the highest recruited,
I have Joe Burrow. If I have Joe Burrow, T. Higgins don't mean shit to me.
That's insane to say. But go ahead.
I see your point, Lou. I mean, it's a little extreme. You say ain't shit, but I get your point. Like I said in the group, man, Nick did a whole lot of talking about where the Saints said and shit. And I get it, bro. We are fucked up right now, and I'm honest. We fucked up. But a lot of the shit that got us fucked up, y'all just did. And I'm telling you, Nick, give it 3 years. You're going to be in the same position we in. Y'all keep doing the same shit. Yeah, but he made it seem like we play like bum fuck niggas. And you mentioned Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill had empty years on that contract, nigga. So I hate when people bring that shit up because them years is empty. We paid AK, we paid Marshawn, we paid Cam Jordan, right. We paid DeMario Davis, and had Drew on the roster at the same time. You can't pay everybody, nigga. And we kept pushing the can down the road. Now look how we look. That's just what happens when you pay every single body. And you don't pay them. Like, Philly is different. People keep mentioning Philly, they're outlier because they're paying people early. But you can't do it to where more than 50% of your damn cap space is going to three players. It just doesn't work that way.
Those numbers, every number that y'all talking about is just wrong.
No, be clear. Be clear. Philly also drafted well, so they were able to play people early.
I'm sorry.
Cincinnati ain't drafted well. Dallas ain't drafted well. A lot of teams don't draft well.
Lou, did the Bengals draft T. Higgins and Chase?
Yeah, but it's on one side of the ball.
Yeah, bro. They draft on defense, nigga. Nigga, tell me that. You got one namers on offense. Who else besides Hendrickson on your defense?
Listen, you know what this is, though? And Nick, do you know what this is? As a Saints fan, you know what this is? This is like we so used to not having shit, but we got something we feel good about. It's like the nigga who ain't never had a chick before, and he get a bad one, even though she taking all his money. He like, she bad, though. Look at it, though. Look at her.
We've had number one wide. We had number one wide receivers before, and number two wide receivers before that.
I'm not talking about talent. I'm talking about a team that people are talking about.
No. You
like it's like y'all don't have, y'all have not had a team that's really been talked about as like a contender until recently. And so when you got that, you're on a high, and you're just like, I just want to keep the high as long as possible. You're not thinking about all the repercussions that's come with the decision that you made.
Again, first of all, I'm trying to answer both of y'all a little bit, Lou. Yes, we've draft well at wide receivers. We're one of the underrated franchises that drafts at wide receivers. I know a lot of people talk about Pittsburgh. I know a lot of people talk about what's another team that has a good wide receiver, but we're one of the best ones. You go back to Chad, you go back to TJ Husmanzada, you go back to AJ Green. Now you got T. Higgins, now you got Jamar Chase. You can kind of keep going back. You'll see the track record. Doc,
real quick, homework assignment. Tell me a team that won Super Bowls from having the number one receiver. It never happens.
What do you mean? They just won.
You're talking about two out of the last 23 years. You can look it up. The teams that have the best receivers.
I answered your question.
They never win the Super Bowl.
You just said
AJ Brown wasn't the best receiver in the league.
He's a top five receiver in the league. You just Jerry said the top.
How long ago was that? Nigga said Jerry Rice. It's 2025.
I just said two months ago, Lou. If you want to ask
Randy Moss did win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Randy Moss don't have a ring.
So you already answered your question, Lou. Doc, you were
receivers
talking about
don't matter when it comes to Super Bowls, bro.
Okay, you wouldn't know. So, Doc, I would what I'm trying to tell you as far as the difference between the Saints and the Bengals, y'all kept going over the cap. Y'all kept overcharging y'all credit card bill to where like, y'all was already in the negative. Y'all was just paying on interest. It is because y'all still in cap hell because of that. The Bengals have only used 33% of their cap with these signings. We still have to sign Trey Higgins. We're still working on a deal for that. At worst case scenario, we're going to be using 40% of the cap on four positions, three on offense, one on defense. We still have 60% left of the cap that we'll address. Free agency is still not over with. We can still address that. We still have the draft coming up, and there could be other trades that are going to be made. Again, like I said earlier, when a lot of people were bitching about the Bengals is cheap, they're not going to pay nobody. And now that we pay people, now it's like, oh, that was a bad decision. That's my thing, is that you can't have it both ways. Pick a side. Either we're cheap or we don't know what we're doing. But you can't say that both, because they clearly are making moves to where Joe Burrow went on a bunch of a media tour saying, I need Trey Hendrickson to resign. I need Chase resign. I need Higgins resign. I need Mike Gesicki resign. We signed three out of the four. The Bengals are going, like FIFO said, they're going all in on what Joe Burrow requests. Now, the expectations are now going to be all on Joe Burrow. There's no excuses. I didn't give him any excuses last year. He's not getting excuses moving forward. And when we're talking about paying these wide receivers, people are saying you can't put that much money on that side of the ball when you have clear holes on your defense and the offensive line can still be shored up. But if we're just talking about productions from the wide receivers, last year they had the most receiving yards as a combo with 2,619 yards, which was better than Detroit, Vegas, and Seattle by over 350 yards. And since 2021, the Bengals are 31-16 when you have Jamar Chase and T. Higgins playing. Without Chase or Higgins playing at the same time, they're 9-12. So together as a trio, as a triplet, they win games. They went to a Super Bowl. The last team outside of Kansas City and New England in the AFC to go to a Super Bowl is the Cincinnati Bengals with this trio. So I do believe last year the defense was ranked 25th. It looked worse, but overall it was 25th in the NFL. They are only going to be able to get better because they can't get much worse. I highly doubt they can get much worse than last year.
That's very optimistic.
And we were only 1-2 games outside the playoffs. One of those games was the Patriots game that we should have won, and we should have won one of those games against Baltimore and Pittsburgh. It was insane that we gave up 40-plus points to Pittsburgh, especially how we see how the Pittsburgh season ended towards the last half of that season. So, again, I don't expect them to be a number one seed next season, but they're definitely going to the playoffs, and they should definitely make a deep run with this. I am still great. I'm still waiting on the draft to see what they do. However, I think this is a great – I think this is what – this surprised me because I didn't think they were going to re-sign Higgins. I thought they were going to trade him. But re-signing him, I'm fine with that, keeping your talent. But I don't see how this is a bad thing.
You thought they were going to trade him because you knew that was a better football move.
No, I was thinking
now, that. Now you're caping as a fan and trying to say, oh, this makes sense to me. And it doesn't make any sense.
It's not.
Wide receivers do not win Super Bowls. It's proven throughout history.
We just seen it last year. We just seen it last year.
Also, you can be cheap and not know what you're doing. Because sometimes if you've been cheap,
but I'm just saying, but they're not cheap with this, are they? That's what I'm saying. Like they're not cheap, they're paying money.
You think the Eagles won the Super Bowl because of their wide receivers?
No, you were saying that having a top flight wide receivers on your roster do not help you win the Super Bowl, right? That's what your whole argument was. And I said
no,
last year the Eagles.
I'm saying wide receivers don't win Super Bowls. You're trying to twist what I'm saying. Wide receivers don't win Super Bowls. The Eagles won a Super Bowl because of their running back.
The Eagles won a Super Bowl because of their defense and offensive line. But they still had top flight. But A.J. Brown still made plays. Devontae Smith still made plays in that Super Bowl to help them win. They had to put points on the board. Saquon ain't do shit in that Super Bowl.
You said A.J. is top five?
He's top five, yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't agree with that, but I get your point. He's not top five. Yeah, I get your point.
Either way, it's arguable. But my thing is, we just seen
it. The receivers don't win Super Bowls. They can get shut down too easily.
They didn't get shut down the Super Bowl. Did they get shut down the Super Bowl, Lou? Exactly. So what are you talking about?
No, but that's not what won
the Super Bowl. Did Saquon have a great game in that Super Bowl?
You were correct when you said the offense and defensive line won the Super Bowl for them. It wasn't the receivers.
But I also think that
one big catch.
I also think there's a difference, too, in like the conference that the Eagles came through compared to what y'all have to go through. Like, y'all are going to be going score for score. And, like, if y'all go a drive with that, if y'all play a decent defense that keeps y'all off, that gets y'all off the field, and y'all can't go score for score, y'all got to play Patty, y'all got to play Josh, y'all got to play Lamar, and y'all got to play these niggas.
Doc, when was that ever an issue for the Bengals in the playoffs when it comes to facing Patty, when it comes to facing Josh? We didn't get a chance to face Lamar. We faced the Ravens, but we didn't play Lamar in the playoffs. But when does that ever happen? In the regular season. But when it comes to the quarterbacks in the playoffs between Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes, outside of Patty, Patty's in his own category. Which one of those three quarterbacks do you trust more in the playoffs as a quarterback to lead a team to pass either one of those teams to even face the Chiefs, if not beat the Chiefs? It's the Bengals. Lamar shits the bed. Josh has never beaten Patty. And the we already beat Josh Allen in the playoffs before.
They ain't played the defense y'all gonna be putting out there now. That's what I'm saying, bro.
They got to 70 points against y'all, and they got to face our offense, too. So that's my only thing. Like,
can y'all put up 70?
That's they can put it up.
We don't need to put 70 up. We just got
to. So, to address
every position, they got
to address something. To address something that I may not have been clear about. Yes, I agree that AJ Brown is a beast and one of the top receivers. My point is, I don't need a Devontae Smith or TJ Higgins on the number two if my quarterback is that good. That's my whole point. Like, yeah, I can have this beast wide receiver at Justin Jefferson, at AJ Brown, at what's your man's name right here? Number one, what's his name? Nick
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase. I can
because your argument is falling apart. That's why you can't remember what they're
talking about. Look, I can have them at number one, but I don't need somebody that good at number two if I gotta pay him that much.
I would rather
put that money into my defense, and I think that's reasonable if we're talking about real football.
And we have 60% of the cap, if not more than that, to address the defense, which they're going to do. And also on top of that, why do we criticize, one, these are not free agents that the Bengals are just signing willy-nilly. These are the players that they drafted. Anybody who drafts players like this wants to keep them. Now you can argue as far as they should have paid them early. They should have paid them earlier for cheaper and for less. That's fine. That's a great. That's a valid argument. But keeping them nonetheless isn't that bad. Now I expected them to trade T. Higgins because I didn't think they were going to spend the money to keep them and not address the defense. But they're still well with under their cap. And on top of that, we want the best quarterbacks to play with the best players. We've always wanted that. It's one of my criticisms why the Chiefs haven't surrounded Patty with some of the best talent to win. And we see that happen a couple of times in the playoffs where it's like, all right, well, if Patty had better a better roster or better players, he probably could have won more as far as like recently. So my thing is like, this, the same criticisms we had back in the day with Lamar Jackson about the Ravens not surrounding him with talent, the same criticism some people may even have right now with the Buffalo Bills about not surrounding Josh Allen with enough talent to overcome certain things. The Bengals are doing that. Joe Burrow's in his prime. The numbers show it. And his pedigree when he's healthy in the playoffs show it. You might as well surround him with the best talent now. Now, my only concern now is addressing the defense where they still have money to spend and they still got a whole ass drafted to address that. Ken, what's going on, Ken?
Oh, nothing. People about to fall asleep. One question I have, and we can close this out, is why didn't they pay them early?
That's not how they do things. they don't pay niggas until their fourth year. And with T. Higgins, they were really trying to wait out. They were really trying to somewhat lowball Jamar Chase to see if he would have signed then they would have signed T. But since those negotiations kept going on longer, they were like, we can't sign T before we sign Chase because we know that's the bulk of where that money's
going. Nah, T ass wised up and was like, nah, nigga, I'm going to have the same representation as Jamar. So I know what that means. We got the same fucking agent.
That was the biggest thing in this deal.
Yeah.
The biggest thing in this deal was T. Higgins getting Jamar Chase agent.
And that was Jamar. I think that was led by either Jamar or that was a unison conversation they had because it was like because Jamar said in the press conference, I wanted T to stay here. So he probably told us that get my agent so we can all negotiate.
I said this when we signed CeeDee Lamb, like you do not pay receivers like this. It just don't work. It's not conducive to a championship, bro.
Hey, as much as I hate Cowboys and Cowboys fans, Spike, I give it to you for at least looking at your team and being like, we made dumb decisions. This nigga be caping for his team.
He's still trying to cape like this is a good idea. Like I said it when we came on here. When we signed CeeDee Lamb for that money, I'm like, you do not pay receivers that amount of money, bro. Now, Jamar Chase is really good. He's really good, bro. But if you're talking about winning a Super Bowl, this is not the route.
First of all, Lou, they overpay on a nigga you don't even believe at a quarterback position. That was the whole basis of your argument. You said with a quarterback like Joe Burrow, I don't need T. Higgins. You were even saying with a quarterback like Joe Burrow, he makes T. Higgins look like a cog. With a quarterback like Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb looks like a big asset because you need high talent to help elevate his production. With Joe Burrow, if I have high peak talent at quarterback position and wide receivers, that means we're going to have a high-powered offense, which they have. The only thing we need to worry about, we're not even arguing about the offense. We're arguing about the defense. This is a great decision offensively. The issue is what most people have is on the defensive side and also the offensive line. So my thing is they're going to address that like they do every year. They addressed it because they fired Lou Anarumo. They got the guy from Notre Dame who can coach up young talent. They got a new offensive line coach to coach up young talent. And they're going to address this in the draft and free agency still. They still have a lot of cap space to do a lot of things. A lot of people are trying to do this goddamn GM armchair shit. Like they know what the fuck they talking about. Wait till all this shit play out. Wait till the season start.
You did the same thing with the Saints. Ken, before you go,
who did they hire as their head coach?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the cap space.
Who y'all head coach? Former OC.
Yeah, a nobody.
Nobody.
Ken, before you close up, I do want to reiterate AJ. Now I believe in AJ Brown. He's tough, but he's not top five. All right. So all y'all niggas in the chat.
Who's better than name the five? Name the five better than him.
Chase.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Okay, Chase. Who else?
CD.
Okay.
Jetta.
Okay.
Tyreek is still top five. I don't care what y'all niggas say. Tyreek is still top five. He has Tua throwing to him. All right.
And who else? Who's number five?
I can put Amon Ra in there. I can put St. Brown in there.
You can put Amon-Ra St. Brown. You need to
over AJ. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, bro.
Can I tell you one thing? You need to wash your hands because you keep pulling shit out your ass. All right. So let's move on, Ken.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Well, they will address the O-line and the defense. As Nick said, the question is whether or not it'll work. We will find out. We'll be back right after this.
If you are a fan of gaming, then you need to check out Dead End Gaming. Dead End Gaming brings you honest reviews, hilarious moments, and deep dives into the conversations take place in the industry. No sugarcoating, just real gamers gaming. Check out Dead End Gaming, the world's most dangerous gaming crew, on Twitch or YouTube. Just look for Dead End Gaming ATL. That's Dead End Gaming ATL.
The Houston Texans secured their lockdown cornerback agreement to a 3-year, $90 million deal with Darius Stingley Jr., including $63.5 million in new guarantees, a league source said Monday. The extension gives Stingley the highest annual contract for a cornerback in NFL history. Are the Texans moving in the right direction after a somewhat disappointing season?
Yeah, I'm cool with that move. You know, you always got to retain the players that perform that you draft. Now, the only thing I question about the Texans this offseason is getting rid of Laremy Tunsil with already a questionable O-line outside of him. But in terms of the defense, yeah, you locked down one of the best corners in the league. And the whole quote of the highest paid quarterback ever NFL history, next year that's going to happen again. So it is what it is. So I don't take too much stock into that.
I think this isn't a bad move at all for the Texans. However, I'm worried they let Stephon go. I'm more worried, like FIFO was saying, about their offensive line. I know Doghouse punk ass wasn't – he did all them posts about all these free agent moves. They ain't mentioned the Bengals, but he made sure he mentioned this one. I think you need to worry about that offensive line. But that's like, again, 25 other teams can say the same thing. My main thing is more about the offensive coordinator that they got. They fired and they're now replaced for CJ. I think CJ is – this could be a coming up on watch segment, Ken, as far as CJ Stroud. Just because in that division, it's not as – they're the best team by default, as we can say, since they won in the last 2 years. But if Tennessee could do the same thing and draft a quarterback and have a great season, and then we'll see something different as far as how that division plays out. But the Texans only won 10 games last year. There was only one game above the Bengals. So it wasn't like it was a overall phenomenal season following up his great rookie season. But I'm interested in seeing what other moves they are still going to make, especially coming up in this draft, because they again, like everybody else, they got to address the trenches. But this is a good move. I mean, you can't. Stingley's a great. He was one of their top five picks. So again, they re-signing the players that they draft. But it's also more about looking forward, like how are they going to help CJ more?
Yeah, I agree. Stingley's a great defensive player. So yes, re-sign him. This got more to do, as Nick alluded to, with CJ Stroud. Like, he had a very mediocre sophomore season. And people after his freshman season were looking at him like, oh, you can be the guy that can you can cater to what we're bad at, and you can supersede that because you're that good of a quarterback. And I think the second season, we didn't see that. We saw somebody who was barely able to make up for the flaws that this team had. So this signing was good. And I wonder what they're going to do in this upcoming season for CJ Stroud to ensure that he continues to get better, because the Texans ain't really invested in that. And this is a weak division. I don't expect the Titans, the Colts, or the Jaguars to be good. They don't have to do a lot to hold on, but it seems like they ain't doing shit.
My thing is, exactly, it seems like they're somewhat complacent in a shitty division, which I guess is fine. But like I said, the Texans could, I mean, yeah, the Titans could get Cam Ward. And if Cam Ward clicks and starts hitting, because remember, Lou, last year going into the season, we were like, the Titans could be somewhat sneaky with how, like, some of the moves,
go to the playoffs.
Some of the moves that they were making. And if you look at some of their games, if their quarterback situation was any somewhat competent, they would have won a lot more games, at least over 500. So to me, it's like they could be, and as we're seeing in the last few years, rookie quarterbacks can come in and just take you to the playoffs out of nowhere from going from shit to shine. So
this is the absolute worst division in football. So if any team
can NFC South, the Falcons, the Saints, and the Panthers and all that shit. It's worse than this.
Okay. You're right. You might be right. But if the Titans get a good quarterback, they will be able to compete with the Texans, who are the best team in the division.
And you can, and
I don't know what the coach. I don't know what the coach doing. They debating on benching Anthony Richardson. Like I don't understand what's going on there. So this is a dumpster fire division. But I do agree with you. The NFC South is worse. But all you need is one good move to win this division. And the Texans are acting like, since I got CJ Stroud, I'm good. And I don't think that's the case. If I'm the coach, I'm really trying to get like Russell Wilson or somebody.
And T-Law with Jacksonville could come back. T-Law can have a resurgence.
But that's the question. Is Stingley really that good? Or did he just pile up stats against
Trevor Lawrence?
Against sorry.
Is Trevor Lawrence that good? Is that what
he's talking about? The corner. About
Stingley.
The corner that just got.
Yeah, Stingley good.
I think he's good.
He's the third best person in the youngest.
He deserves what he got.
Yep, 100%.
He's just on a crappy team. Yeah, okay. His team just needs their quarterback that they paid a lot of money to they're going to pay a lot of money to and draft how to be better. That's what he needs, excuse me. But, yeah, the Texans can win this division easily. Like, this shouldn't be a thing to them. Ain't no other competition in this division.
Jalen, you got something to say? I saw you came back.
Not really. Just his NFC South take.
I knew.
I know he was his punk ass. Like, bro, your division trash. Your team trash.
It is trash, nigga. I didn't say it wasn't trash. Right,
what you talking for? What you talking for?
At least Bryce showed up at the end of the year. They got a quarterback, and your ass over here and came in for Michael Penix all fucking last year. So the fuck you talking about with the Falcons? That's at least three decent teams, nigga. AFC South don't need to have those. But not decent, but I'm saying better than fucking the Jags, the Colts, and the Titans. Titans don't even have a quarterback right now. Colts don't know what the fuck they doing. So what the fuck you talking about?
Let's bet. We gonna bet $20 this upcoming season. Which division has the most wins between these two?
All right, bet.
We gonna bet, yeah.
And $20 bet now.
And I take Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App.
Okay. You think the NFC South? You think the AFC South can have more wins than the NFC South?
Yes.
What about the Bucks?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what about them?
The Bucks? Right, the Bucks, the best team out of all of those teams.
That's not saying much, bro.
Business.
All right, FIFO struggling over there. Let's hit the worst of the weekend and the power rankings so he can get out of here.
FIFO need to be sponsored by Mucinex at this point,
bro. Bro,
hey, this is by far. I respect it.
Hey, this
we appreciate. We appreciate you, FIFO.
Yeah, man, I hang it in there, man. I'm a trooper.
Who the hell is this?
It's Joe Budden.
Yeah. Outside of my sinus situation, the worst thing the worst performance is the Joe Budden podcast playing basketball. Now, here's the thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't look too much different than Joe Budden's picture right there. But the difference between me and Joe Budden, I was a basketball player once upon a time. So I can still go out there and have a couple of moves that you're like, oh, damn, FIFA still got a little something. I ain't got the stamina. Joe Budden ain't got nothing. He ain't got no handle. He ain't got no jump shot. He ain't got no layup. He don't have nothing. I don't know if y'all seen the clip. If you haven't, go. It's viral on the internet. It is horrible. Joe Budden don't need to be playing no basketball. And if he does, it doesn't need to be recorded. It is bad.
Hey, Spike, I thought you was gonna say something different. I kind of want to put FIFA theory to the test because I think he may not like Joe Budden, but I don't know, bro. don't know.
I would have been the same way, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I would have looked like them niggas looked out there. That was a crazy clip. I commend them niggas for putting that out. If we had did that as a group collectively with Dead End and I looked like that, I would have asked. Like, no, don't put that out, bro. I would have asked. I'm like this, like that, and nah.
This is a prime example of why I'm doing Ramadan Lent. I'm trying to eat right, stay in shape.
For the young
cats out there, anybody who's under 40, take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? They say that what you do in your 20s and your 30s, you pay for it in your 40s, good or bad. So take care of yourself. You already see, look, FIFO ain't take care of himself. That's why he's sneezing and shit like that.
Shout out to Public Enemy B, though. Joe was the, even though he looked like that, Joe was the one that was leading the charge. He the one that had the most points for his team, though. His team won. It looked terrible, yes.
Leading the charge is crazy after that clip, bro. He ain't lead shit.
He ain't leading. That goes to how bad everybody else looked.
Didn't Ish tear his ACL?
That nigga had to go see a doctor in California, bro. That's crazy. He had to wear a walking boot and everything. Like, nah.
Power rankings time.
I would never agree to playing basketball with y'all. That's the long and short of that. Just like that, I'm not running a race. I'm not playing basketball. I ain't doing none of that shit, nigga. Nah, I know where I'm at.
All righty. So this week, with the power rankings, we're doing the best.
He's gonna rank his top five sinus medicines.
I need to. It is, bro. I am suffering right now. But the best 3-point shooters of all time. Before I get into the top five, I got a couple of honorable mentions: Dame Lillard, Dirk Nowitzki, Peja Stojakovic, Larry Bird. Not in the top five. But obviously, those are my honorable mentions. At number five, I have the second most 3-pointers made all time, James Harden. He is, whoa. James
Hey, Jalen crazy, bro. Jalen, you funny than a motherfucker.
That is a Jalen thing. But I got James Harden.
Jalen loaded that graphic and knew you weren't talking about him. Yeah, and still put it up.
He did it on purpose. Exactly. He
does that. Funny as hell, bro. Oh shit!
All right, at number four, I have Reggie Miller. Let's see if he get that one right.
Nah, they ain't here. You just got to get the five. I'm just give you a five. I only got the five.
Damn.
Okay, this coming up in the meeting.
Okay, there we go. There we go. There we go. At number three, I got Ray Allen, career 40% 3-point shooter. Number two, Klay Thompson. Outside of Steph Curry, we never see nobody get as hot, as crazy as Klay Thompson. And then number one, the guy that Dick said cannot create his own shot, Steph Curry.
I never said that. I said I was curious to see if he could create his own shot.
Whatever. Worst take ever in Dennis Sports history.
Bro,
but Steph Curry just recently passed over 4,000 career 3-pointers, which is most all time. I don't think nobody's catching that. And if he stays at this clip in the next three seasons,
like 1,000 bet.
Yeah, which is James Harden. If he stays at this clip for the next 3 years, he should be able to surpass 5,000, which nobody's ever going to catch that, which is crazy because I think only him and John Stockton, in my opinion, have the records that will be passed, which is steals, assists, 3-point makes. So Steph Curry, number one all-time 3-point shooter in the NBA.
You have James Harden, number five?
Bro, look at his numbers. He's second all-time in 3-point makes. How is he not top five?
I mean, it's a shooting league. I mean, a lot of them play.
I mean, not having Larry Bird in there is surprising, in my opinion. But you always been the stats.
As many threes as James Harden.
But I'm just talking about just as
that would be the argument.
Yeah,
I'm saying just the argument.
He said shooters.
The argument is
3-point shooters.
The argument is James Harden made a lot more threes because he took a lot more threes. Larry Bird didn't take threes.
I mean, in the streaming era, Drake got a lot of fucking records too. That don't mean shit, nigga. Yeah. I mean, so like he in a shooting league. You been talking about James Harden, like nigga.
And if we're talking, yeah, if we're including stream eras, James Drake sold more albums than Michael Jackson. You think he top five artists of all time?
Hell nah, nigga.
All right, super chats, man. They going to the young nigga shit on me. I ain't got no defense to it.
Cause you sound like one, nigga.
All right, nigga, man. Ain't mentioned Cal Crover. I mean, damn.
Yeah, James Harden as a shooter. Now, I don't know about that one at five,
but at five.
Yeah, all right. Super chats. We're gonna start off with super and member chats, and you know, you can send your super chats in, or if you're a member, you can send in a member chat as well. Rob Costa, Spike, Jerry is cooking fire. He got y'all a top five running back. Who is he talking about?
Austin Eckler. Rob on the street.
Miles, fuck you. He talking about Miles Sanders, I think. That's what I think the Cowboys just signed.
I'm glad Rob went to sleep. He put this shit in here before I had to comment on it. So I don't know who you're talking about, and I don't care.
It might be right because Green Beans, I think, is a Cowboys fan who said, I remember a few years ago making fun of Shelton for Miles Sanders' top running back take, only for him to wind up on my team. Another trash year uploading.
Yep.
Shelton's,
I agree with him.
Yeah, y'all get the worst take that his running back one got to be on there too. I don't care how he contextualized
He was defending the Reddit thread.
I saw it. It still is wrong. He can frame it how he want, man. Right. It was, even if he heard somebody else say that, he would not agree.
He heard himself, Cannon. He still agreed. That says it all. That says it all.
Weedon Boys, I'm betting the under for the Bengals wins total.
I love the hate. I'm with him. I love Kennedy. You understand? I love the hate.
Shout out Weedon Boys. I'm with him.
I love the hate. You could have kept your two punk ass dollars for saying all that, but I love the hate.
Devontae, Bengals incompetent and scared commitment. That's why. Okay. I guess probably when I asked why they waited so long to pay. And then the last one we have is a better location for Rodgers, Steelers or Vikings?
Is he the Vikings or retire?
The couch. Steelers. Yep. The couch, the best location.
The Vikings are easily a better organization right now than the Steelers.
They just got DK Metcalf and they had, what's my man name? What's the other receiver name?
That nigga gonna wreck wherever he goes.
Pickens?
George Pickens. Yeah. You think that George Pickens and DK Metcalf is better than Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison?
Yeah, you wild and spike.
You're right. Y'all are right. My bad. I forgot about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
hey,
I was rooting for Tomlin right there, but y'all
exactly. Right. You always doing that. You don't ever listen to reason. I have to remind you reason every time we're on this program.
Spike didn't even fight that one.
I did. I can't even fight it, Ken. Like, hey, you're absolutely right.
Before we finish, I just want to say this. Hey, bro, FIFA, LeBron number 7 all time, and Paul Jordan number 9. That mean they the top 3-pointers all 3-point shooters all top 2. Yeah, but I know LeBron number 7 all time, a 3-point make. So I guess he a top shooter all time too. Long.
That's a foul ass shit.
Y'all hitting FIFO with this while he on the meds. He can't even process it. FIFO got Benadryl. He got Benadryl, like Allegra, all this shit in this system. He don't know what y'all talking about right now.
Hey, kid. Yeah, you're gonna get a Vicks Vapor Rub email sponsorship soon, boy.
All right, man. Well, we're gonna leave it there. We're gonna let FIFA go get some rest. And we'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.